Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with multi X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi X.
Pick two with multi X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Maurice proposed to Catalina and she said yes. She told him about her past, but not about being a sex worker, and later asked Ignatius for advice. He advised her to be honest with Maurice. Coretta asked Ignatius for a job and he agreed to employ her on a trial basis. As we return, Shelley has gone to Ignatius's office.
Coretta? What are you doing here?
Shelley, I'm at my job.
Job?
Yes, job.
Excuse me? This is Ignatius' office.
I mean exactly what I say. I'm at my job.
What job you could be doing here? You don't have to do anything but walk around Morondoy and attack people's name and beg.
You know what? I'm in a good mood today and I ain't gonna tell you my mind.
No, tell me your mind. I don't know how all of a sudden you're walking at me husband office.
Husband?
What's the funny, Coretta?
Nothing, dear.
Where is my husband? Ignatius!
You ain't checked the office?
He's not in there.
Oh, well, he must have stepped out.
What exactly is your job here?
I am Mr. Thomas's assistant.
Huh?
Yes, I am your husband's assistant.
Well, since you're his assistant, you're supposed to know we there.
Let me check my notes.
Well, I tell you.
Nope, nothing here. He's supposed to be in the office now.
Listen, Coretta. I don't know what game you're playing, but trust me, they're gonna got to bury me before I sit down here and let you take Ignatius.
Hello. In case you forget, I got a husband.
Everybody know you want an abusive man. The whole world could see it's me husband you want.
Shelley, you know Ignatius got other people working in this office, right?
You need to stay away from him.
Huh. You mean the way he's staying away from you?
See if I bother with you here today.
Hello. What's going on here?
Your wife barge in here and start assaulting me because she ain't know I walk in here.
I assault you? Coretta, you too liar and dangerous.
Shelley, I could hear your voice all the way outside, man. You can't come to my office and create a ruckus.
I come because I want to see you. You leave so early this morning.
Look, this is not the place to do this. please leave, I can see you at home.
But Ignatius...
You heard me, Shelley.
It's since when Coretta work in here, though?
She needed a job, and I give her one.
But she got qualifications to work, eh?
Shelley, get out of my office!
Oh gosh, Ignatius. You don't got bark at me like that?
And you can't come here and disrupt my place of business. Go home. I will see you there.
That's what this crass laughing at.
Shelley, go home.
We can talk when you come home.
Just leave.
Okay. I'll see you at home.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Shelley.
Coretta, shut up.
Shelley, you okay?
No, Miss Dino.
So why you out here crying?
My whole life falling apart. I don't know what else to do.
Oh?
But don't take me on, Miss Dino. I know you're busy inside.
Man, look, you nick inside the restaurant with them girls. And besides, I do fabric.
Okay.
By the way, you see Mr. Goldman pass out here since you sit down?
Mm-hmm, he passed not too long.
You see, if I bother with a man, it's some number game at the lottery he gone for buy, you know.
You know, if you don't have a ticket, you don't have a chance.
He said the lotto has changed enough people's life.
That's right.
Miss
Dinah, I mess up everything. I don't know how I could have messed up everything so bad.
Shelley, in the long run, I sure Ignatius gonna forgive you. Time heals all wounds, you know.
But it's months now, Miss Dinah. And like he won't be healing. It look like it just opening fresh every day. Ignatius treating me like a dog, Miss Dinah.
It's sad it had to come to that.
You wanna know how desperate I desperate, Miss Dinah?
How?
I almost drive till the Barbies for that lady do a walk for Ignatius fall back in love with me.
What?
Yeah, but every time I talk to her, she's a price gone up. At first she tell me $100,000 for do the work, right? Then during the conversation, I tell her Ignatius is a wealthy man and so. The money raised $150,000 because she realized the work can be a little more complex than she originally thought. Then Pontapado, the day I plan it for go by she want I stop by the supermarket and carry up groceries to she. Plus she asking me for $200,000 now.
Well, yes.
Miss Dinah, I sit down and I study this thing. I remember a lady tell me that the people who really got a gift for do them things, they don't ask for money. If I want to give them a gift, they will accept it, but they don't ask for payment. Yeah. Look, I just block she number and delete she out me phone, yeah?
But does who encourage you for do that?
Sister Patsy.
What? Oh, Sister Patsy, could they tell in America and advising you for mix up yourself like that?
I mean, if I study all of them, at least I didn't go through with it.
Are you really desperate, Shelley?
I am. But if Ignatius gonna fall back in love with me, I want it to be natural.
All right, I hear you.
But I can tell you, a heart, Miss Dino. A very heart. A heart down to my soul. The way Ignatius treated me, I would have never expected from him, never.
Michelle, you had an affair with the man, nephew. I don't know who you feel would be the outcome of that.
I know, I just didn't think, Miss Dino. But gosh, it's one time I do this to Ignatius. I forgive him for the times he do the same thing to me. But what mercy when a woman mess up, eh? These men could be out there doing the most. But we women, only one time we got for mess up. Just one time.
Look, Shelley, me and no one for tell you. Truth.
All I want for know is that I still got a chance, Miss Dino. But you know, he start talking to liars but divorce and...
Wow.
And I gonna lie, Miss Dino. When I meet Ignatius, I never thought I would have fallen so deeply in love with him. I didn't even like he at first, to be honest. But the way I grow to love this man, I love him with everything I got in my heart, my soul, and I can't imagine life without him, Miss Dinah. It's torture.
Why you didn't think about that before you decide for David the man, nephew?
Look,
it's not even a case that I no longer in love with Ignatius. But Miss Tiny, you know, as you go along in life, you just become attracted to a different person. And this is the truth, even though you might have a husband or a wife.
Yeah, but that don't mean that you gotta act on it.
I know.
Look, if Ignatius really wants a divorce, there's nothing you could really do about it. You just got to accept it for what it is.
So I mustn't fight for my marriage, Miss Diana?
Well, I ain't telling you not to fight. But if that is what he wants, you can't do nothing about it. You're young, you're beautiful, and you could always find somebody else.
Oh God, Miss Diana, they got nobody else like Ignatius.
Just a time does heal, so maybe time gonna heal you. All right, Shelly, all right. Maybe Ignatius gonna have a change of heart. But if he doesn't, well, then there's life.
Hey, Miss Dinah.
Coretta.
Y'all got mixed meat cook up today.
Yeah, go inside and let them girls sell you.
Shelly, you all right?
Don't talk to me, Coretta.
I was just trying to show concern from one woman to another.
Why you don't show concern for the dry wig you got on there? Miss Dinah, you could imagine this cross convince me husband forgive she a walk?
Look like along inside before I send my soul here today.
Well, Coretta, they asked me unique for a job too, you know. She really needs. It's nice that Ignatius hire she.
Miss Dinah, you know Coretta got your motives with my husband.
But Coretta ain't got she own husband?
John with the angel? Please. She just waited for an opportunity for moving upon Ignatius. But she lie. She lie. If she feel that I can sit down and let she take me husband, Coretta got another thing coming.
Shelly, what is all this? What's going on here? Why are all the lights off?
Hi, Iggy. I'm just trying to set up things so we can talk.
What is all these candles and perfume and whatever else?
It's just a romantic scene I'm trying to set up and, you know.
Look, I'm turning on the lights. Blow them candles and get all this nonsense away.
Ignatius.
I don't want to hear it, Shelly. I had a long day and all I want to do is shower and go to sleep. I don't have time with you and your foolishness.
How is this foolishness when I'm trying to save our marriage, Ignatius?
Oh, now you're trying to save your marriage? I guess all the sense went out your brain when you were running around with that vagabond behind my back.
Oh, we can't move past her now.
Look, let me go shower before I say something I'm gonna regret.
Ignatius, please. I'm trying everything.
You don't have to try anything else. I am done, Shelly.
Man, Ignatius, you don't love me. I know you still love me. Please, babe.
Get away from me, Shelly.
Just hold me now, please.
I said get off me.
Iggy.
Look, this living arrangement ain't working no more.
What?
I want you to move out. I could give you one of the other houses as a part of the divorce settlement.
Ignatius, you serious?
I am very serious. I will give you a couple of days to pack your things and move.
No, man. No.
I thought this house was big enough for us not to be in one another's face, but obviously, this ain't working.
Ignatius, please.
I want you to leave, Shelly. You hear me? I can't live with you any longer. Leave!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Hello, sister. I'm Val. I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Slaps, shouts, cuffs and kicks, endless licks. I thought I would never get out. This is not what love is about. Love is respect, autonomy, and equality. Not emotional, financial, and psychological cruelty. There's no excuse for abuse. Say violence against women no more. Dial 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative. Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and-